with communications item number one.
Request of Craig Rogers to address council regarding Too Big to Fail.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, council.
You get to be number one this year. That's a high privilege.
Really? The first one. Got a real toss salad here. Good morning, council. My name is Craig Rogers. And Commissioner Steve Novick, you always make me happy when I drive down the road. And recently I was in East Portland on Halsey. There's one I hadn't seen, the Winky Blinky crosswalk that catches people's attention. And again, you're in the business of saving lives, and I'd like to thank you and your PBOT team. So, Too Big to Fail, where does that come from? That comes from the original street fee. As I'd say, no vote, no oversight, no sunset. The cornerstone is styrofoam, and it could be raised at any time, spin on anything, and go on forever. Okay? And it was important for me to see that stop. It was in a hurry. It's like you see people do shell games, and they move those walnuts around real fast. You can't keep track. Everybody has their gifts. Perhaps maybe it's semantics with words or something. And we need to slow things down. Pay attention to detail of just what those words are that are contained within these important things that happen down here. And I'm looking at the City Club here, and they say for nearly 30 years, Portland has tried and failed. Well, quite frankly, it's my understanding that the money was always there, but it went to shiny things, as outlined here in this Oregonian article, The Politics of Potholes. So I think we need to pay attention to where the money goes when the money's already there. And deferring maintenance is fiscally irresponsible. Well, what's fiscally irresponsible is spending it on shiny things other than the maintenance. So I think we really need to slow things down. Again, this report, it's about hurry, 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 and I agree. We do need it now. It's kind of like when somebody said, when should you have planted a tree? And somebody says, 20 years ago. So we need this, but it needs to be done properly. It needs to be done. It takes two wings to fly. Down here, it's kind of like you've been flying on one wing. We need the other wing, fiscal responsibility. If you're flying on one wing, you go in circles and you crash. I don't see the fiscal responsibility. When I communicate to people, I say, we stock the shelves, give away the store. They're like those ducks with a glass of water in front that are going down like that. Everybody agrees. We stock the shelves, give away the store. We stock the shelves, give away the store. So here we have a member of council saying confidence through fuel pass. Details not important. They are important. The devil's in the details. That if you want to do something evil, you put it in something boring. So I think we need to pay attention to what's going on here. Things hinge on one word. The reason why that Paris Agreement is so weak, because of one word. And it was the United States that went in there to weaken that thing with one word, where should implies maybe, shall is legal. Well, shall was dropped because other countries that couldn't afford it or whatever wanted the weaker one, and it was the United States that discovered that. Thank you for your time. Apparently, oh, I still got 22 minutes.
No,
hey.
No, actually, you're over. Oh, okay. You're over, Craig. Thank
or
you
22,
very much.
22,
20. Thank
I
you.
I tried to talk about it, but that's it.
You got a lot in. Thank you.
What happens here.
Good to hear from you. Thank you.